Insurance companies have until today to tell their commercial property customers how much they'll be charged for terrorism insurance. A new federal law requires insurance companies to offer the coverage, but it's left up to the company to determine how much to charge for premiums, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Signs of the way things have changed since September 11, 2001 are everywhere, but nowhere are they more apparent than at the nation's tallest skyscrapers. Huge concrete barriers surround buildings like Chicago's Sears Tower and John Hancock Center. Security guards check bags and IDs as building employees and visitors go through metal detectors in the lobbies. It's one of the many ways building owners try to protect their tenants and assets against terrorism. Now, they're struggling with another problem, buying terrorism insurance.
I used to spend maybe 10 or 15% of my time on insurance matters, and as you would expect, in the last year, it's jumped to probably half of my job.
Rich Chikatel is chief financial officer for the Shorenstein Company, which owns Chicago's Hancock Center and several other high-profile properties around the country. Chikatel says he's not getting clear information from insurance companies about how much terrorism coverage will cost.
I would say it's still in a huge state of confusion. There isn't common ground on pricing among carriers.
Under a new federal law signed by President Bush in late November, insurance companies are required to offer terrorism coverage to their commercial property casualty customers and provide pricing information within 90 days, a period that expires today. Prior to September 11th, the risk was considered so benign, terrorism wasn't mentioned in most insurance policies and was included as part of a standard all-risk policy. But after the attack on the World Trade Center, for which insurance companies will have to pay out an estimated $40 to $50 billion in claims, insurance companies started to exclude terrorism from policies, considering it like an act of war. Congress and the Bush administration intervened, setting up a program for the federal government to assume much of the financial risk by covering 90% of losses above $10 billion for the next 3 years. And while that helps hold down the potential cost of losses, many insurance companies still don't know exactly how to price terrorism coverage.
There's nothing like September 11th in the history of insured events.
Julie Rochman is a spokeswoman for the American Insurance Association.
I mean, you're trying to figure out how a terrorist would act, what form the attack would come in, where it would hit. These are all really unknown factors, and so it's very difficult to figure out how to price this product.
So the insurance companies are looking to catastrophe experts to help develop terrorism loss models. One company developing these models is Boston-based AIR Worldwide, which usually does this sort of thing for disasters like earthquakes and hurricanes. Jack Sequist is a senior manager with the company. He says AIR consulted with counterterrorism experts, including former FBI, CIA, and Pentagon officials, to consider every possible terrorist attack scenario.
Well, we don't try to predict what they're going to do.
Instead, Sequist says they consider the relative likelihood of what terrorists might do.
And in particular, we're looking at kinds of targets and kinds of weapons they might use and where those attacks might occur.
Sequist says the models also consider the impact of attacks and potential human and financial costs. These terrorism loss models are helping provide a pricing framework for insurance companies, and state insurance regulators and industry groups are using the models to create suggested caps on how much insurance premiums should be allowed to increase to cover terrorism. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.